This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. After a few big snowstorms, mountain snowpack is above normal for the first time this year. When that snow melts, it's a critical water source for the state and the whole Colorado River system. That snowpack is back up for now, but the melting begins soon, and most of the state's river basins are still lagging well below levels from this time last year. Wolverines are a step closer to returning to Colorado. A state Senate committee has given initial approval to a bill that could lead to reintroduction. State Senator Perry Will is a sponsor of the bill and a former game warden with Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Colorado has an opportunity to lead the way in restoring the species to some of its best remaining unoccupied habitat.
Colorado is home to 20% of the remaining habitat suitable for wolverines in the lower 48 states. Two Colorado teams left now in the NCAA college basketball tournament. Colorado State is out of the running. They lost to Texas last night. The University of Colorado men's and women's teams are still in it. They both play today. And it's a mostly sunny day along the Front Range and across Colorado. In Denver, 63. Colorado Springs, 57 this afternoon. A little bit warmer along the Front Range tomorrow before there is rain and snow by the end of the weekend and the start of next week. Grand Junction, mostly sunny. Highs close to 70 this afternoon. You could see rain in western Colorado late tomorrow. And in the mountains, too, there is snow on Saturday and into next week. And in Vail today, highs close to 50. This is CPR News.